Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. A local group known as the Moreton Bay Refugee Friends will support the initial 12-month settlement of a Guatemalan family seeking refuge in the region. The group will help connect the family to language, employment, education, and community resources. Moreton Bay Refugee Friends coordinator Helen Shepherd has called for the assistance of the local community to support the family in light of Guatemala's growing humanitarian crisis, which has received minimal media coverage. Shepherd says Guatemala is one of the most dangerous places to live. QPS is urging cyclists to register their bicycles to the West End Serial Hub for investigative purposes. The measure aims to improve the bike recovery process for individuals whose bikes have been stolen. The registration process requires owners to fill out an online form, which will generate a recorded serial number, which can then be accessed in the retrieval process. In national news, the Palaszczuk government plans to invest $1 million into the development of a turtle rehabilitation facility on the Fraser coast to aid approximately 156 turtles every year. This additional $1 million investment will top an earlier commitment of $230,000 to purchase specialist turtle life support equipment. The Fraser Coast Marine Turtle Rehabilitation and Research Center, led by University of the Sunshine Coast, will be a hub for education and research. Threats faced by marine animals in the region include boat strikes and habitat disruption. A trigger warning for this next one, which mentions violence. 4 people have been injured in an axe attack at a Chinese restaurant in New Zealand. Witnesses reported seeing a man carrying a number of weapons and attacking a number of diners in the Albany area. 3 people remain in hospital in stable condition following the event. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 15 degrees outside with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.